you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk. I'm your host, Tanisha Javon. This is where we have conversation and get things off our chest. So sit back, relax, grab your snack, fill up your glass, and let's chat.
I'm your co-host, Mitra, and I just want to give a special shout out and thanks to all of our international listeners, Puerto Rico, Ireland, Canada, New Zealand, Switzerland, Germany, Singapore, Australia, Denmark, Bahamas, France. Woo, y'all almost lost my breath. There's so many of y'all. Thank y'all. And of course, to our home, United States, thank you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk.
Yes, I love it.
One more thing.
I have some great news. According to our geographic location, we have some new listeners.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
So also want to give a special shout out to United Kingdom, Poland, Brazil, Kenya, Sint Maarten, Portugal, Belize, Ghana, Sweden, Bangladesh, Saudi Arabia, Dominican Republic, Ivory Coast, Tanzania, and South Korea.
Thank you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk.
And make sure you subscribe.
So now, let's get into this episode.
Yes, let's do it.
Now, before you continue, this episode may have some language that is sensitive or offensive to others. So, listen at your own risk.
What up, what up, what up, world? It's your girl, D-Tech. Nah, it's your girl, Mitra, and your girl,
Tanisha Javon.
What up, though?
What's up, what's up, what's up?
Okay, Marty Ball. Wow. Okay, so today our topic is, can you tell the scenario since you know?
Yes, so everybody know that whole situation that's floating around about leaving your friends home with your man unattended or just allowing your friends to stay at home with your man in general, even while you're there. So I do understand some people have mixed feelings about that. Some people are really not comfortable with that. Some people say, well, if you trust your friends enough, then it shouldn't be an issue. Or if you feel like you got to worry what your man and your friends are doing, then maybe you need to get you a new man or some new friends or stuff like that.
Right.
So the whole ordeal is pretty much what are our thoughts about leaving your friends around your man, or let's step it up a notch, pretty much having your friends around your man.
Okay. So I'm going to go first. If you will allow. Okay, I guess that's a yes. So honestly and truly, like, I get both parts of the spectrum, right? So I get it. Like, I have maybe one or two friends that I think that I could leave at my house if I had to go run and do something. However, you know, I just, and he was like, honestly, you know, I don't mind it if it's a few minutes, but I don't want to be in here for hours with your friend just because I don't want to know he said, she said, and I just don't want to be uncomfortable. And I understand it and I get it because, you know, a lot could go down in 30 minutes. You feel what I'm saying?
Hell, 10 out of 10.
You heard up 10. So what I'm saying is, honestly and truly, I don't think I would want to put my husband in that situation because, and I'm not saying that my husband is perfect, but I do trust him to be around my friends. However, I've had some friends say some real, like, iffy shit, like, to him in front of me, like, prime example, somebody said, and I ain't gonna give a lot of detail, but somebody said, where do I get a Derek from? Where I get somebody like you?
And I was like, hold on, wait a minute. They asked him specifically?
Yes, where do I get a Derek at? Like, and honestly, you know, I felt a little shade, but I was just like, okay, whatever. I ain't even gonna go there. Like, Derek was like, it made him feel uncomfortable because he was like, who does that shit? Like, right. Seriously, you know? And I've had friends say some stuff like just out of the way stuff that made me feel a way. I'm not gonna repeat it because if I repeat it, like, I think the person will know exactly what I'm talking about. But I'm not gonna say it. But I mean, and he's even expressed, like, do not leave me with that person that said that shit. Because I'm
sorry.
No questions asked. And I get it because it kind of rubbed me the wrong way because I'm thinking, what the fuck do you mean by this shit? And again, it has you sometimes, like, reevaluating your circle, like, hey, is this really my friend? Like, are they trying to take what I got? Because let me tell you, baby, it's only one me, B. Okay?
Hey, tell me. Okay.
Okay, see. So how do you feel about it?
So my thoughts on that.
Okay, let me ask you something specific.
Okay.
Could you leave me at your house with your man for 2 hours? Just be honest.
No.
Tell us how you really feel. Okay.
I trust you. It has nothing to do with...
I know it ain't no shade with me, but I get it. Like I said, I could see it both ways. Like, I could really see, like, no shade, but these people that we're talking about, yeah, I leave my all day. Like, they got mansions and large-ass houses, like, and the rooms are, like, they would never run into each other. But, honey, my house is far from a mansion. So, if you here, then you gonna see my husband, you know, even if you back in one of the back bedrooms, you still gonna see him.
Correct. You know? And this is my whole thing, because it has nothing to do with trust or anything like that. But if I'm gone for 2 hours, then what am I doing for 2 hours where you're not there? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, like, what about 30 minutes, T?
I mean, I don't know how you would feel about it.
And that's the thing, I wouldn't even feel comfortable, like, for a friend to say, yeah, I'll stay here with your boyfriend. Nah, bitch, can I go with you? Can we go together? I'll sit in the car. Like, no, you know?
Yeah, I had a couple instances to where, two different situations to where me and I was at a homegirl's house. Actually, it was three situations, but I was at a homegirl's crib and her dude, I woke up one day and her dude was there and I was like, wait a minute. I was so uncomfortable. Because, and I, you know, I'm honored that you trust me, but I was not comfortable about that.
Right.
At all.
And if you're going to put me in that situation, give at me least a
warn
up.
Me. Hello? Right. Shoot. I don't want to wake up and I'm like, okay, where's she at? Why is he here?
He in the kitchen cooking eggs in his damn box.
Correct. And so, you know, when she came back home, I was like, I had asked, I said, listen, I said, for now on, when you leave, I know this is your crib. I said, but when you leave, can you take your company with you?
And oh, shit. Like, give me the option to fucking leave, too.
That part, too. So but she was like, so she was like, did anything happen or anything? I was like, no, nothing happened at all. But the thing is that I'm not comfortable.
Right. You know? And I don't want to give. No, I don't. Want to give no energy to that, because let me tell you, okay, so this is kind of off subject, but there's this guy, he's always on the Shade Room and he pops up in my reels on Instagram. So he basically goes around, he sees two friends or a couple, and he says, hey, do you trust your man? Yeah, I trust my man. Friend, hey, do you trust your man enough to see if your friend hit him up, will he hang out with her? They do it. And like 50% of the time, dude be like, okay, I'll chill with you, but your girl can never know about this. Where we doing that at? You know? Yeah.
Some people just have, you know, no respect. And I just feel like it's just setting those type of boundaries. You know, I'm just not comfortable being in the house with somebody's man by myself. And it has nothing to do. So here's just my intake. Some women may feel like, oh, you know, yeah, I'll be fine if you, you know, you stay home with him. I feel like it's always that thought in the back of a woman's mind, wondering what her friend and her man is doing. And I just feel like to not allow any type of those ideas flow in her mind, I would just rather not have myself in situations like that.
Right, agree. And honestly, too, T, I wouldn't want to put my husband in that situation. And I know you wouldn't want to put your man in that situation where, you know, I mean, because like you said, a lot of shit can go down in 10, 30 minutes. Lot of shit can go down.
You're right.
And I just don't want the drama. So guess what? If you need to be at my house, my husband coming with me, you can stay there by yourself, or you coming with me or whatever. Like, I don't have trust issues. Like, I fully trust my husband to do what's right. However, sometimes people will try you. And for people to make comments in front of me to my husband, it's like, wait a minute, bitch. Like, run that again. Like, and it's been several, like, and the thing is, I have to reevaluate my circle, because like there have been four of my friends that said something out of the way, and it's just like, wait a minute, girl, what is you saying? Like, be clear. If you want to fuck them, just say that. You know what I mean? Shit.
That's funny. Because even there has been other situations, Meacher, where, you know, I'll be at a friend's house and shoot, I could be tired as hell. And for one instance, she was like, I was laying down because I was so tired. And she was like, oh, we getting ready to go to school. I said, well, hold on. Let me put my clothes on.
Hello.
And she was like, you don't want to just stay? I said, girl, no. She said, you scared of my husband? I said, no, I'm not scared of your husband, but I'm not comfortable being at your house by myself with your husband. Even though I'm tired, I'll just sleep in the car. But I'm going with you.
Right. And I get it. I think, too, it's like a respect thing, too. And that's the thing, too. Honestly, T, like, it could be any situation. Like, he could be over his boy's house and some thoughts show up. So, that's something that's not on my mind, worrying about what he gonna do. But if I have a way to not put him in said situations, then I'm not.
I agree. So it's like, to me personally, I feel like some people may think differently, but I really don't feel like it's a trust thing. I feel like, why put your person in those type of situations? You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And then at the same time, yeah, I may be okay with it, but who's to say my mate is?
Right. And that's the thing. I think that's that too. Okay. So there's several things. Okay. Here we go. This is what we have to ask. Okay. Is my mate comfortable? One. Is my friend comfortable? Two. Are they both comfortable? Three. And if they both comfortable, there's a problem. No, I'm just playing. But if they both comfortable and I'm okay with it, I don't have an issue. But honestly and truly, with me being who I am, I don't want to be alone with somebody else's mate, just because I don't want no he said, she said. Like, it's just me and them. Like, anything could be said. Like, and that's a dangerous situation, too. But me, honestly, I don't care, because I have cameras in my house. And if I see you go in my motherfucking bedroom, it's on sight when I get back. You hear me? It's on motherfucking sight, baby.
Yeah, I feel you on that, but I was it's like all the comments when it comes to, oh, well, that means you don't trust a man, blah, 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 blah. I don't think that has anything to do with it.
In a way, it doesn't. Like I said, like, it's just like, why would you, if you know that your kids love sweets, why would you leave a big-ass jar of sweets down for them to get? And you leave. them kids gonna eat all them damn sweets?
Yeah, that's true.
And two, I just don't want to create a situation where anybody is felt tempted, because I do know, like, I brag on my husband a lot, and I know a lot of people are like, oh my God, that's so sweet, whatever, whatever. I think sometimes people imagine themselves in your shoes.
And that is true.
And they might try to play like you, and you don't want that.
That's true. I just feel like to avoid certain situations, just don't leave your friends alone with your man.
Now,
as far as like, okay, so let's say this. Say you have some girlfriends that want to stay over and stuff like that. Like me, some people may feel like, oh, well, that's contradicting. Now, I don't mind, like, friends.
If we all there, yeah. That's yeah. Sleep. Yeah.
By them staying over, spending the night or whatever, and, you know, my man is there, whatever, I don't have no issues with that. Now, I will say this. Do you feel like when your friends come over, they should dress appropriately? And the reason why I ask that, because we all seen Players Club when she allowed her cousin to stay over and she was over there in the booty shorts around her man. Okay. So do you feel like when someone, your friends come and stay over, they should be dressed appropriately?
Honestly and truly, baby, if they're looking at somebody else with all this, he need to go over there and stay over there. No, I'm just playing. But, you know, I'm crazy. Honestly, I would hope that they would dress appropriately. But if they were dressed inappropriately, it wouldn't bother me, because I'm confident in who I am.
But would you be comfortable with that around your man?
I wouldn't care.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Okay.
How you feel about it?
So as the shoe on the other foot, and we all know sometimes I like to, you know, but when I am around someone else's man, girl, I dress like a damn nun.
and I understand that, and I fucks with you, and I respect you for that, because the thing is, like, sight first. Men are sight people, right? So I'm about to contradict myself, because the thing is, like, the imagination, like, I don't know. I feel what you're saying, but
it's the imagination, because we got to understand he's still a man.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, I feel like, honestly, I really don't care how people dress, because half the time, like, if we see somebody out and we out in public and I see a girl with a big ass booty, like, I'm looking more than him. I'm like, damn, Darren, did you see that? And he won't even look. He'll be like, yeah, whatever, you know. So honestly and truly, I don't think, and this is just me, I don't think Derek is, unless he do the shit when I ain't around, if he's just trying to be cool when I'm around or whatever, like, he might be doing that, but I don't really see him, like, even when girls are half naked, he don't be looking like that. Like I said, I look more than him, so, I don't know. And like I said, he may be playing a dangerous game and just be doing that shit when I'm around. So I don't know. But when I'm around, he's very respectful. If somebody is half naked, I mean, he don't even budge. Like, he don't look.
Out of respect for you, I can agree. Because I feel like it, you know, most men who respect you, they're not going to do it in your face. It's just
when I turn my, when I'm not around, he looking like, damn.
Yeah. You're so stupid. Okay, Smokey. it's just the point of it being in your home.
Right. No. Absolutely. And me, I am a full figure woman, so I have to dress like a nun, especially if I'm going to somebody's house, you know, and they mans might be there, because I don't want to put nothing in nobody. Oh, give nobody no fucking ideas, okay? Because I'm fully committed and fully faithful and fully loyal to my husband. So, yes, I'm like you. I'm dressing like a motherfucking nun, if I'm going somewhere and I know somebody's mate gonna be there.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, it's just the fact that I respect my friends, you know what
correct
I'm
saying? So it's and, like, I respect and I know myself enough to cover
right
up.
It exactly, and he could be the most faithfulest guy, but at the same time, if he wants to have a wondering eye, right? If Hello. He wants to have a wondering eye, I don't want him to have a wondering eye on me.
Correct, because that's gonna be awkward all the way around.
Definitely awkward. So yeah, I feel like when you which at your friend's house, I just feel like you should dress accordingly. But people will be like, well, I wear what I want to wear, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, I just feel like if I respect my friend enough, you know, I'm just going to be mindful of what I put on if I'm at their house.
Correct.
It's just because.
It's just when we out here in these streets, we going half naked. Ain't that right, T?
Now, if I'm out in these streets, okay, that's another story. I'm not at your house, Negro. So. Listen, I would have respect in your home, but if we are out and about, I'm wearing what I want to wear.
What you said? What the fuck I want to wear, ho? Okay.
But as long as I don't do it in the comfort of your home.
Right. Then. Absolutely. Okay, see? Okay. So I'm going to put a little twist on it since you said that. What if we meeting at our friend's house, they make there, but we about to go out. What you wearing?
Oh, I'm going to wear what I'm going to wear when I go out. Now, I might have something to cover, you know, to cover it up with.
But as soon as you hit them streets, that cover up is
coming
off. Oh,
yeah, it's coming off. Because I'm not dressing in the car. or I'll meet you there.
Oh, my God. See, I love you. Okay, so what are our takeaways?
So, our takeaways is pretty much, you know, if you value your friends that much, regardless of whether it's trust or anything like, or insecurities, you know, some people be like, oh, they just insecure. Regardless of what it is, if you trust your, if you respect your friends and you respect, I ain't even gonna say yourself, but if you respect your friends enough, you would just be mindful of the things around their men, if that makes sense.
Right, correct. I agree. You will be mindful what you fucking wear. You will be mindful what you fucking say. You will be mindful just to be a lady in front of him, because you don't want a let now. See, and that's the thing. That's the issue that I have, and I know that we're not getting back into this, but when women say stuff, you have to pay attention as well. Because like I said, I've had some friends say some sideways shit that made me look like twice. Like, the fuck? Is you hitting on my mans? Like, right here in front of me? Like, and he would come back and tell me, hey, that made me feel uncomfortable. What she mean by that? You know?
Yep. I've had situations, and I know we're talking about takeaways, but I mean, I wasn't in a relationship with this person, but I've had people, a person that came back to me and was like, hey, you said this is your friend. You might want to be mindful of your friend. Because I do understand, like, there are some friends in your, well, you wouldn't really call them friends, but there are some people in your life.
Associates.
Right. Who are in your life to get close to what you have. And I know right. That is true. You know, yeah. And like you said, sometimes you just got to start evaluating the people in your life and like, okay. Right. And sometimes you got to evaluate the person you with. So
absolutely.
If it comes down to it, and if I have a friend, because guys are totally different. A guy can screw someone's girl and they still be friends and he cut off the girl. But females are the polar opposite. A chick screw their man and they falling out with the chick but back with the guys. That's a whole nother story.
But yeah, but I feel what you're saying. I guess my takeaways are, do what's comfortable for you. However, just keep in mind, you don't want to create problems if you don't have them, period.
Correct. And if your friendship is that important to you, you would just be mindful of what you wear when you're around their man, and you'll just be mindful of trying to avoid. Now, unless she leave in the middle of the night while you sleeping, you can't help that, because hell, you're not that.
Right.
But for the most part, I would say if you can avoid unless you live out of state and you at your friend's house, that's different.
Right.
You know, but if you can avoid just being alone at your friend's man, you know, house with their man alone, I would do it just to avoid, like you said, any he say, she say, because there is always that thought in the back of someone's mind.
Right.
What are they doing?
Right.
Or if I get back, will I catch something? It's always that thought. Regardless if they say it's not, that is bullshit.
Okay, girl. Tell her how it really is.
I'm just saying.
I agree. I think, like, because we're human, like, and again, like, we're moved off of sight. So, you know, it is what it is.
Yep.
All right, T.
That was all my takeaways.
That's it, baby. We out. Chill. And that is the Inside Scoop. Make sure you tune in again for another great episode.
I'm your host, Tanisha Javon.
And I'm your co-host, Mitra.
And when you check in with us, it's no gossip, just talk. Ciao for now.
For those who may not know me, my name is Corinne. My father was murdered and it left me truly broken. All I have left is my sister and mother. But unfortunately, my mother is not present. She's battling her own demons, and the sad part about all of this, I hate her. Not only that, I hate me too. And honestly, I'm lost with no direction. To learn more about my life, read volume 1 and 2, If Only I Had a Home.
Go over to my website at Tanisha Peak. That is T-E-N-I-S-H-A. P with a double E
K.com
and grab your books today. Ciao for now.
It's Grady Baby Podcast.
What's up? It's Derek and Mitra from It's Grady Baby Podcast. You can follow us on Instagram at it_Grady_baby_. Give us your feedbacks. Give us topics. We want to hear from you. Shout out scenarios. Check out our latest segment from last week. You won't be disappointed.
So I pull it out and just show it to you. I don't even say nothing.
He's sticking his head, struggling to get something out of me, and just gets it out in my face. And of course, I'm like, oh shit.